Hanichel Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha learns out shlichus by kachim from the pasuk v'shachatu oisa kol kala das b'nei Yisrael. The Hainu, we already have a makar from Gittin and from Truma, but we can't learn out shlichus of kachim from Gittin and Truma because kachim maybe is different. The Gemara says you need a bazundar makar. So Hanichel the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha learned out shlichus by kachim because the pasuk says v'shachatu oisa kol kala das b'nei Yisrael. Only one person shefted, the kolakal didn't sheft. Must be shlucha shaladim kemoisai. We discussed the harchav already. Is there really a din that the emes, every single person has to be shefting? And there's a lumpus of shlichus? Kemat, we got entangled in the technicality of that it should lie that 20 people shefted it together. And we talked about that, Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Or is it just the lashon apasik? But the point is, it says, v'shakatu, one person shefts it. And everyone is considered as if he shechted. It must be its shlichus. Frek the Gemara. That's good. Like Rabbi Shuvan Karcha. El Rabbi Yonis and the Mabuk of the High College. Rosh Achminim and Olam. The Tanya. Rabbi Yonis and Oimer. Minayin shekol Yisrael kulan yoytzim pesach echad. Afal pisha ein by kezayis lekol echad. Rashi says the kasav rachilas pesachem loy ma'akvel is rikas dam lechuda. We know that the emes there's a mitzvah to eat the korban pesach. Ad kedekach in the sefer achinuch there's two separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah hey. Well, mitzvah aleph is peruvu, mitzvah beis is mila, mitzvah gimel is giranoshim, mitzvah dalet is kiddush achodesh. Mitzvah hey is, we're up to Parshas Bo already. Mitzvah hey is shchitas pesach, mitzvah vav achilas pesach. No other carbon is like that, that is split into two separate mitzvahs. The avoida of the shchita, the avoida is a carbon, and then the achilas. It's a bazundara mitzvah, achilas pesach. You have to eat pesach. Every person has to eat a kezayis. It's not just that the kachim should be nechel, you have to eat a kezayis. Rabbi Yoinasan was mechadish amoyer de kezach. You could have Gans Klal Yisrael in one chabura. Farshteitzach, not everyone's going to get a kezayis. So who eats it? Who does eat it?
Someone,
anyone or no one? Meaning, is it b'chal, it has to be eaten? Abadi, you don't want it to become nicer, but just because of that, couldn't a whole bunch of people eat a mashu, or they at least have one guy should eat a kezayis? Someone should do a kezayis? Could it be that no one ate? Could it be that no one eats it? I know Likuba. It's not only Likuba that I got, but the question is, does it bechlal
echila? Does everybody get
Malkus? Zichenat. No. What? No. Lav shein b'maisa. Lav shein b'maisa. Anyways. Lav nitiklesi. Lav shein b'maisa. There's no Malkus. Lav nitiklesi. Let's try. So I don't know when Rabbi Yonasan what's together, but certainly there's no din that everyone has to eat achila, as opposed to the other man, the Omar, everyone else holds that there's a bazundara din that everyone has to have achila. You're supposed to make sure that there shouldn't be too many people in the chabura, that it should be able, that everyone should be able to get a kezayis. But Rabbi Yonasan knows that. And where's his makar? Because it says, v'shachat the say, kol kahal, the ganze kahal is in one shechita, one shechit, and the ganze kahal is being yoytze. So frek the Gemara, amayri the kechidish, we don't hold like him. But according to him, we don't have a makar for the other idea that someone could be a shliach and shluch shalom kemoisei, right? He used it for this thing. So shliach bekotchim, we know shlichas, we know it from Gittin, we know it from Truma. Oh, but shlichas bekotchim and ole. And for the Gemara, minei. Simple enough, Teretz. What does it mean, minei? Avadir Rabbi Yonasan learns out a moiridiki yisoi that one chabura could be with millions of people. Yes. Aber who shechted it for those millions of people? One shechet. So, it's not a yitura. State that one person shechts, and you can glean out the idea of shluchas lam kemoisei. Frek the Gemara, v'dil m'shayni hosom, d'isle shutfis begavayu. Now, this is a fascinating sugya. The Gemara wants to suggest that shlichus maybe is only chaluk when you're a shutfis in it. Meaning, by giddin, the guy that's a shliach, lahaylach or kabbalah, does he have any shaykhus? He's not part of the system. He's an outsider. A get is only between the husband and the wife. Truma is only the bailim. Avada be'etzem, when you're a shliach by gittin and truma, you're a shliach who's not islay shutvis begavayu. You're an outsider. But by korban pesach, if the source of shlichus is from the chabura over here, that one guy shechting, yes, in fact, minei, you have a right that there could be shlichus. But maybe only when it's Islay Shutfis Bigavayu. I don't get it. But we already have a makar that you could even be a shliach when it's not Shutfis Bigavayu from Gittin and Truma. So why aren't we good to go? Because you'll tell me Gittin and Truma is not Kachin. But make it Sarashava. Make it Sarashava. The Rashba alludes to this question. Other Achrayim talk about it also. You have a makar for shlichus from Gittin and Truma. You're sachako looking for a makar for shlichus by Kachin. You're telling me, like Rabbi Yonathan, you have him a carpet shlichus by kachim, but only when it's isle shutvis begavei. So you have a pircha. Over here it's isle shutvis. Gitin v'truma yechiyach. Mal gitin v'truma that it's not kachim. Carbon pesach yechiyach. Make it tzara shava. Shteita one nakuda, and it's a big yisoid. Isle shutvis begavei is not a pircha. Isle shutvis begavei, and b'mechila, in a few moments, I'm going to tell you a various pshatim how to tie up isle shutvis begavei. But however you want to say the pshat is, it's a different gather of shlichus. It's a different, it's not just a pircha. It's a kind of a shlichus that's worked because he's one of the guys, so he's able to, you know, I'll quote already. The Maharik says, the pshat in Isle Shutfus Begavayu is migu dizochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavri. Hare, he's doing it for himself also. He's one of the members of the Chabur also. So he's migu that he works for himself, it can work for someone else. But that you could be a shlich when you're bechlal not toiling for yourself, only for the other guy, the other group, the others, that not. But understand, it's not a pircha. If it would be a pircha, you would say, Gitin v'truma yechiyach. Mal gitin v'truma. Shekein einam kachim. Karben peis yechiyach. Mal karben peis, I'll do it again. It's shlut v'zikaveyo. Gitin v'truma yechiyach. No, you can't yechiyach it. You can't make it tzara shava. It's a different gather of shlichas. You know what's annoying? We already brought out from the Achronim that there are many kinds of shlichas. Yechis amayis, mesiris koyach, yodi arichter. There's various gedarim. And we said, those are learnoutable. We don't get in a spall. The Gemara didn't even make that as the pircha. The Gemara had other things. But Vaisa is Isle Shutfis Begavayu is a totally different gather that it's a different kind of a shlichus. And I'm going to touch it up a hemshich. But why is this only shver on Rabbi Yonason? Why is it not shver like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha speaks out Toysis with the Marshal, so speaks it out? Because like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, there are multiple chaburas. Now, who says every chabura has its own shoichit? Maybe there's one shoichit for the ganze klal Yisrael, and he's shechting for every single chabura. Oy bazoy, loy Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, avad we have a raya that you can shech even if you're not a member of the chabura. Aye, who says, maybe each chabura brings in their own ringer, their own shoichit. So the Marsha, Taisha already deals with it, this is a Marsha, the Rashash Kanejah said, the shachat that was mashmit is one shoichit. I heard a technical kasha from one of the Gedolei Achronim. It's a fascinating thing. There are probably, if you hold like Rabbi Yonason, there's one chabura with millions of people. But if you hold that everyone has to eat a kazai, so how many chaburas are there? Thousands. One sheikhet is going to be maspik to be able to shech. Meaning, Azar, you'll tell me there could be multiple sheikhet, then fine. I'm not even talking that every chabur has to have its own sheikhet. But if there are multiple sheikhet, then fine. But if you're insisting you have a raya, because one sheikhet is shechting for everyone, it's not possible physically that he should be able to shech so many karbonas in a span of 6 hours. It's reminiscent of the meshechachmes kasha, in Parshas Baloyscha, that asks that in Pesach Mitzrayim, we'll figure out what to do with the 12-17 rule. We can try to work on something, yeah.
Why can't Klai Yisrael set up like 1,000 shluchim in the
Shatzim? No!
Whichever one they're going to eat from, that's the one they appointed the Mafre, like the Gemara.
No, but it's still a chilek of Isle Shutfis Begavayu. Even if they appointed a whole bunch, it's still a Isle Shutfis Begavayu. But I just want to theorize, there's a Meshech Chochma in Parshas Baloyscha that asks that in Pesach Midbar, who shechted the carbon Pesach in Pesach Midbar? Every Chabura, however as many as they need. But who did the Zrika and the rest of the Avoida? The Kehanim. How many Kehanim were there?
Four.
Three. Three and a half.
Which Pesach
in Midbar, the first year. First year of the Midbar, the Makar Karban Pesach, Parshas Baloyscha. Mm-hmm. So he said, the Meshech Chochma writes that it's a Dover Shaloi Kenek. It's Kenek HaTeva. He doesn't understand, and it's Kenek HaTeva. But Vaisai says it's a Moifis, that Aaron and Shnei Bonav were able to do the Avoid of all the Karbonos. But now, the Gemara makes a setup. Like Rabbi Yonason! One Shoichit for the entire Chabura, so we don't have a Makar for Shlichus yet, because we only have a Makar for Islei Shutfus Begaveyu. And I'm still going to discuss that Islei Shutfus Begaveyu is fundamentally a different kind of a Shlichus. You know what? Let me speak out a few of the thoughts. Just the idea. Again, there's a Marik that says that it's because of Migud Azach Lanafshik. I want to speak out another thought. The Olam is familiar. There's Mesiris Koyach and Yichas Hamaisa. You should know, if the Shoichit is a member of your Chabura, you don't have to give him over the power of attorney. He's a member also. But he still has to be Miyachas Hamaisa to you. But if the Shoichit is not a member of your Chabura, he's an outsider. So you first have to give him the koyach to do it, and then do yichas amaisa. So this is a yeshiva shepshat, but that isle shutus v'gavayu is gufa toying onto the, whether you're using the serious koyach or yichas amaisa. It's a nice piece, but the problem is we already proved that yichas amaisa and the serious koyach doesn't affect our mumble jumble of the alfusis. We didn't even use that as a key. And now to use it as the factor, But it's a thought. One other pshat, this is a hargosha pshat. Again, I'm going to say only three pshat. The Marik says it's nigud the zachin and nafshi zachin amal chavri. What? No, he can't be part of it. You cannot be money on more than one chaburah. It's a brisker rov. It's a momentistic thing. You can't be money on two chaburahs. You can't be money on a good adosh. You can't be money on two chaburahs. Now, so it's either nigud the zachin and nafshi zachin amal chavri, or when he is a member of, when the shaykh it happens to be is a member of your chaburah, you don't have to give him over the koyach. You only have to say that it should be miyachas the maisa. But if he's not a member of your chabur, you have to first give him over the kayaf. One other pshat, which is a hargosha, since the first day of this man, the musik of shlichas, regardless of whether you learn kemaisai, kemaisai mamish, yichas amaisim, siris kayaf, regardless, there's a phenomenon over here that Ruvain is supposed to be divorcing his wife, being mafresh his truma, shechting his pesach, being makadash and isha, doing a mekach memkar, v'chule, and Shimon, who's not Ruvain. It's astounding. He's not the guy. It's the spineless of he's not the guy, and it still could be, is wow. That's an ufreis of a chiddush. But then there's a tosefes chiddush. After you calm that down, okay, he's not the guy. Oh, but he could be considered the yena guy. It's a tosefes. He could mamish be considered Ruvain. But first is, he's not Ruvain, he's Shimon. When the shoychid is a member of your chabura, you don't have that first, he is a member of the chabura. Okay, but how can you call it be him? Say that. That's the chiddush of shlichas. But it's Israel shiddush v'gavayim. There's spiders of how can, oh, but Eres Nishdiana. He's not a Nishdiana. Ar Gosha. The Chalif in Frek the Gemara, how are you going to know Shlichus by Kachim?
You say
Eno Torah? A certain, let me think about it here. Interesting. Because he read Shechtin. Let's say he didn't. Stamazite. No. Let's say it would be a din that the Shechit doesn't have to be a member of the Chabura, but would there be a Kepeda that it should be someone who hasn't Shechtin yet? Kid, it would be the fiyam is not, but would there be something? Something to think about. The Marsha Bavarns. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, we are finished. We have a makar of shlichos even by less lay shutvis begavai. Why? Because the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, there are multiple chaburas. The assumption is, as Taisa speaks out, that there's one shaykhid for all of the chaburas, and we already have a raya that you can be a shlichus even if you're not a member of the chabura. The entire hemshich now that the Gemara is going to find a new pasuk of elamei hacha v'yikhu ish selabei savayis selabayis, which I'm going to go into in a minute, that's only for Rabbi Yoinasan. Rabbi Yoinasan holds that you can have one shaykhid for a chabura with millions of people who are not going to eat the kezayis. So like him, we only have a raya to shlichus by kochim, gittin and truma we have already, but we only have a raya to shlichus by kochim by an Islay Shutvis. We still need another Makar, and we're going to get there. I'm trying to get there. But later, Shuv and Karfa, we're finished. So, Frek the Marsha, Rashi and Chumash, Paskin's like Rabbi Shuv and Karcha, and he brings Vishach the Weiser called Kala Das Yisrael, and he brings Vichikala Kal Kul and Shaykh and Valayani Shaykh Alechon. And the Mizrahi, the Re'ein, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, on that Rashi, Bavarns, and says, yeah, but that's only for Islay Shutvis big a value. You still have to redo the next Pasuk, Vichikul Ham Ish, and he spells out the whole process. Frek the Marsha, it's not true. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, you don't need that. That's what Taisha speaks out of. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, you don't need it. It's a bomb kasha. That's a bomb kasha, as I frek the Marsha. Marsha has a few kashas, that's one of his kashas. Anyways, what does the Gemara say? Elamei hacha. V'yikul ham ish selabek sova selabois. This is Rabbi fascinating. It's not shlichus for shechting the Karban Pesach. It's shlichus for buying the Karban Pesach. You send one guy to the shuk to buy the Karban for everyone. Frek the Gemara Shkoyev, Vidilma Hasam Nami, this Leshutus Begabayu. There also, maybe the guy you sent to the Shuk is someone who's a member of the Chabura. Says the Gemara, you're right. But in Kain Shrei, Kroy Lamali, why would you need two Pesukim? And I ask, what do you mean? One is for the Shechita, one is for the buying. If I say that's a Shmir, that would go together. So, in Eina, Ini Lehecha the Shaykh, Tin Eina Lehecha the Loy Shaykh. So, if you stop here, according to Rabbi Yonasan, how do you know Shlichus by Korban Pesach? Well, you have a Shoykhit who's a member of a Chabura of a million people. And that already shows you that you can be a Shliach when you are. An Islay Shutvis Begavai. But then we have another pasuk, the Yikhu, that buying the Karban Pesach, and we're going to talk about that, we're going to see that to become a money on a Karban Pesach, it's not just that you're, you know, you get a ticket, you say you're part of the Chabura, you have to have a momentistic eschus in it. There's a whole task in the Prescribe about it, we'll see maybe separate. A fascinating idea, there's something called Piskei HaTosfos, I think it's one of the Rishonim. He's Mesakim, Mamish, like one liners on the Tosfos. In the Piskei HaTosfos over here, he says, in one line, the Prescribe Zog, he says, Zechiyah v'kniyah boi b'ham noas pesach v'leisagi b'dibra ba'alma. This is not just talking, okay, you remember. You have to have a schus momentous and a kinyan. So you're sending someone as a shliach to buy the shepsel for you. So now we have two makaris for shlichas by kachim. One on the shchita, one on the buying. Like Rav Yosef, both are by a chabura that has a million people. But now we can say we have a rai already even to shlichas of less leishutis b'gabayu. Because it ain't an inyan. Frek toises a rush, buying the shepsel is not kachim. I mean, later on, you're going to buy it and then be makdash it. But when you buy it, it's just a regular shepsela. It's chulin. Chulin, we already know shlichus. I say fractais is a rush. Right? We had her in the Mar Makamis. Right? Im timer akati bekotchim in olon. Vilma besech chulin mairi. V'yeshloimer, because since when you buy the carbon paste, you have to make members of the chabura and make the money into the kachim, that's called kachim. V'oid, dilu chulin like tzarech. You don't need it for chulin. Chulin, we already know, from gittin and truma. So it's like a double emeina inyan. The emeina inyan teaches me that you can have shlichus even by what's called. Now, frek the Gemara, so according to Rabbi Yoinason, where's the makar of shlichus by kachim? Slowly, again, we already have gittin and truma. We need a makar for shlichus by kachim. We found a makar by carbon paste. Like Rabbi Shimon Karach, it's a done deal because you have multiple chaburas, the same shaykhit shechting for all of them. But like Rabbi Yonason, yes, we have a shaykhit shechting for that million person chabura, but that only shows you isle shutfis begavai. We need another makar for less leishutfis. Rabbi Yonason needs another makar. So the Gemara found this other makar ish. Frek the Gemara haimi boile lichet Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak ish zaycha v'loya katan zaycha. Rabbi say, this we're going to do today still also. We have plenty of time. This is a huge sugya that we say that you cannot send a katan to the shuk to buy the shepsla for the carbon for the rest of the chabura. You got to send a gobel. We're going to talk about that as a topic by itself. For now, let's just flow. For tomorrow, you need it for that din, Rabbi Yitzchak's din. So the Gemara says, no. Hahumi ish lefi achlei nafka. That we can know from the other ish. It says ish lefi achlei. For the Gemara, vakatimi boile the sheikhtin as a pesach ala yochid. That you're allowed to make a chabura with one person. Not a million people. One person. So the Gemara, savar la kaman damar ein sheikhtin as a pesach ala yochid. Fascinating. Rabbi Yonason holds you could have a chabura with a million people. And who's going to eat it? I don't know. Anyone. Someone, right? But a one man chabura you can't have. What's the minimum? Two. Two, or that enough that it's, the whole thing should be eaten? I don't know. So is two enough, or it has to be a minimum of how many people would eat? What? It's not max. So two. So what was the din? Why not? What was this din of one not? You need a bazinder reboy one, yeah? And Rabbi Yonason doesn't have that reboy, so obliged you need two. Where was the minimum of two? Where does it say chabura? It says, "V'loka hu ushchenoi, not a half mino. If you're honest, I mean, what, you're not yoytzer, you chayv karis. If you're not making a carbon paste, you chayv karis. Later, if you're honest, if a person made a one man chabura, he made a one man chabura, he ate the whole thing himself. He wasn't yoytzer, he's chayv karis. Ain't shaychten as a pesach like liikuva garden, yeah? He's this fall, right? I don't know.
Which pesach can be made on it? Does it matter?
I'm sure it does. I don't know. Now." The Gemara was on the search for how do you know that you can be a shliach for Karpin Pesach even if you're not a member of the Chabura. And the Gemara had to find the next pasuk, and we spelled it out. Like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, that we assume with the Rosh Hashanah's Kneich that there are multiple Chaburas, but there's one shaykh shechting for all the Chaburas. Wow. And that's a riot. Later, Rabbi Yonason, it's one shaykh for that huge million person Chabura. How do you know? We needed a second pasuk, which we found the third pasuk, and we triggered that off, and we had to hold the whole spiel. Frek Toisvis. How did the Gemara know to ask the question? Maybe Taka the Shaykhit has to be a member of the Chabura. Meaning the Gemara, like in all honesty, asked, what do you mean? Where's the Makar in Torah Shebek Sav that you could shecht it even if you're not a member of the Chabura? And conveniently enough, the Gemara found the Makar. A Perfect Tosfos says, who told the Gemara that? Maybe Taka, you have to be a by Kachim, you only say Shlichus when it's Isle Shet V'Spegavayu. How did the Gemara know to ask the question? So Tosfos, Pirish, Avalashav Yishleich Hechet Lekha Shet V'Smenolei. Fretoisis, the Engloimer, the Hochanami, in a Hanami. Yeah, maybe in a Hanami, maybe Taka, ditch the other Pasuk, and maybe Taka, the din is that by Kachim, the only time you could be a Shoichet and be Shluchas on the Kamoisai is if you remember the Chabura. Zoktoisis. He has arrived from a mission in Pesachim. Just one second. There's a Mishnah, Pesachim Peches. Hooray! Pesachim Peches. Harei she'amar le'rabbi tzeir shchoyta le'pesach. A guy sent his eved to shecht the carbon pesach for him. An eved is kanayin, he's chayv in mitzvah, so he's chayv in carbon pesach. He's a member, he could shecht. And his rabbi tells him to go get, to do everything, by the way. Go to the shuk, buy a pesach, make the minoy, shecht it for us, have in mind the ganze geschichte. The shochach ma'amar le rabbi, the eved forgot if his rabbi wants a gedi or a kleh, there's a goat and a sheep, and he doesn't know which one his rabbi wanted, and he knows that the rabbi has a kapeda, that he wants one of them, but he doesn't know which one. So what does he do now? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, what he does is, right, shochach ma'amar le rabbi gedi or kleh, yigach gedi v'tleh, oyber chachmi has enough money, he takes the gedi and a kleh, and he says, "In gedi amali rabbi klesh shaliv gedi shaloi." In kleh amali rabbi gedi shaliv klesh shaloi. Right? He says, "I'll have in mind. I'll check both. I'll deactivate myself from the original chavura. Make myself a new chavura. Probably not solo. He should find someone, a partner, if you're going with Rabbi Anderson. And he'll be breira, and we'll find out later. He'll ask the rabbi later at night. Which one did you want? The gedi or the kleh? Now, whichever one the rabbi wants, the rabbi gets that one with his whole crew, sends the eved and a couple of guys, and they'll do with the other one." Now, can't it be an Eved Ivri? You know what? I don't remember why. I think it's an Eved Kanani. I think it's an Eved Kanani, and I still have a reason. One second, that's a good point. We have to check. I assume it's an Eved Kanani. Anyone?
Buy something in a cotton can.
What? I'm going to soon get to that. One second. But Zok Toises, one second. What do you see in this Mishnah? The guy ended up shechting two. The guy ended up shechting two karbanos. One, he's a member of the Chavura. One, he's not. He rather doesn't know at this point which one it is. You want to be oyrachach, but that's what this lashut is to buy because it had the potential that it could have been maybe him. I don't buy into that part either. So l'chayr, we have a raya that you can shecht part of a chabura even if you're not a member of the chabura, and that's how Chazal knew, and that's why the kasha was umid ka'amet l'shalib b'gdi shaloi mashu she'ein l'shutus b'gdi, and I feel hachid shechting the gdi for his rabbi. I'm the matzli shav yishlich even when it's less l'shutus. Frak taisus the wise Rabbi Yonasan different than Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. We explain because in Rabbi Yonasan when it's one chabura with a million people, so for sure he's a member of the chabura. But in Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, possibly with the Kanech, that it's the same Shaykha to everyone, and there are multiple Kaburas, it's a Raya. Frek the Marshav, Bayrid the Kakasha. When the Gemara originally, so such a Gishmak Kakasha, when the Gemara originally went through the Makaris for Shlichas, let's remind ourselves that the Mishnah talks about Shlichas by Kedushin. Frek the Gemara went to the Makar for Shlichas. The Gemara brings a Makar from Gittin. The Gemara brings a Makar from Truma. The Gemara didn't stop bringing a Makar, it quoted a Mishnah and said, oh, what's the Pshat? And then the Gemara quoted a Mishnah in Pesachim and said, what's the Pshat? Which Mishnah in Pesachim did the Gemara quote? The Chabura that lost the Pesach and they sent someone to find it and he found it and he found a different one. That Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, is on the Tzadiches. That's 10 blot later. Why didn't the Gemara quote the Mishnah that Tosfos brought? Especially if in that Mishnah we have even a raya to the Tosefos Chiddush that even less Leshet is the Gavayu. So why did we jump over that Mishnah? I didn't want to say Passover, but why did we skip to the other Mishnah? Azoy Frektim Arsha. It's a better raya. It's a raya even less Leshet is the Gavayu. The Shara Melech and the Panim Iris and many other Achroinim say a fascinating Yisoid. The Mishnah on Peches is an Eved. Kanaimi, I think. And there's a concept called Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. Without going into the whole thing of it, something beyond Shlichus, more powerful, more Kemoisaidik than regular Shlichus, is a concept called Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. The Gemara itself uses the concept in Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. L'mashal, is it sad, I think, for Bolavima even. That even though a shliach won't be Bolavima, but if the Eved is working for the guy, that might be considered Bolavima. It's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. You borrowed something from someone, and you yourself, or not you yourself, your Eved, is working for the guy. That's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. The Gemara uses Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi for multiple things. The Panim Iris and the Shara Melech want to say a fascinating zach. Over there, the Mishnah is not a right to regular Dinah Shlichus. Maybe there's no Dinah Shlichus. Over there, the reason it's able to work is because of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. Now it's a scam because said, how do you have a raya that it works even by less Leshutis Begabayu? It's a raya that it works even by less Leshutis Begabayu, but it's not regular Shlichas. It's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. The Olam understands what that means. There's a Hakir in Shlichas. You take a different guy who's not you, and he's able to be your Shlichas for your Get, Kedushin, Truma, Karban Pesach, even if he's not in the Chabura. And now we have something else. This is not Shlichas. Even if it's not Shlichas. But Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi is not bound. This is a very important, fascinating topic. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi is not bound by the regular Gedorim of Shlichus on various fronts. To the extent that if you have a raya that an Eved could shech two karbonis, Pesach, and have in mind which one will go for the Rabbi, which one not, it's not yet a raya that you're allowed to shech if you're not a member of the Chabura. Why? Maybe you're not allowed to shech if you're not a member of the Chabura. So why over here was he allowed to shech when he's not a member of the Chabura? Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. I have a question. How many people in the Rabbi's Chavura?
Five. Two.
18. Who said two? 18. The Eved is not part of that chabura. He's shechting the tle.
Why not?
Because he didn't know if it's gedi or tle, so he had to swap and send, put himself into the tle. So he's shechting the tle. How is he? Am I going now that you're not allowed to shecht if you're not a member of the chabura? So how is he able? Zok the sharam elach and the ponim here. So how is it able to work over here? Yad epik yad rabbi. That's for the rabbi. What about the other 17 guys? How are the other 17 guys yoitza? Doesn't like the guys.
Like the rabbi said.
How are the other 17 guys yoitza if an outsider, a non-tzigah kim and a non the chabura guy is shechting for them? He's not there, Evan.
The rabbis.
What?
The rabbis.
Oh, so 1 second. There's Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi. So now when the Evet is shechting, he's rabbi. And the rabbi is a member of the Chabura. Yeah. And now someone of the Chabura is shechting it.
Right.
Wow. You know what? That's a new, that's taking Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi to new heights. I'm very nispal. Thank
then
you.
How can the
Omar
is done what? It could be, or it could be a solo guy, or it could be two people and they're shechting in the Evet. You want all the truths? I'm ahead of the truths.
Now how can the Evet eat? Say it.
What?
How can the
Evet
eat? The rabbi shechting both kabbalas. After the evidence, he's not part of the.
No, because then he defuses back into his real identity. That's what we're going to talk about next week when we talk about shlichus, when you go back to your real self. Now, the ponim iris and the shara melech are the ones that say this thing of yad evet yad rabbi. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the hagoyis on the shara melech argues, and it's fascinating. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a whole concept that yad evet yad rabbi is being way overdone. The Gemara quotes it. And the Gemara quotes it like I'll be a mumanistic thing in Bolivimai and various other mumanistic things. And Rabbi Kivega says, that's all it is. Don't attempt to use Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi as, like, for shlichus and beyond. Rabbi Kivega's Lashitosai, there's a Machan Ephraim that talks about building a Micah. And there's a Shiloh, can a goy, poil, Evet, work, build your Micah. And your Yoitza, the Machan Ephraim wants to say, the goy could build your Micah, and you can make the bracha. You can make the bracha. I ain't shlichus l'nachri. Yad evit, yad rabbi, yad poil, yad rabbi. That, by the way, it's not today's topic. It was in Chumash last week. That Mike is not his man groma. Everyone has that Mike is his man groma. You can't build it on Shabbos. And there's multiple terutzim. But it could be because you could build it on Shabbos. The goy will build it for you and you'll make the bracha. Rabbi Kiveger in the Haggoyes of the Machan Ephraim. By the way, the new blue Rabbi Kivegers. They bring likutim from Rabbi Kiveger from everywhere. Rabbi Reilly, it's fascinating. It was Malakit. But Rabbi Kiveger, Lashitasai, by the way, Rabbi Kiveger is not always Lashitasai. There are sometimes steerers in Rabbi Kiveger, and it's Pashit because it was from a different Kufa and a different Sugya, and he held it. He's not held accountable for it always. It's Vadvorah Matikin. But over here, Rabbi Kiveger was going Lashitasai in his argument on the Shahar Melech, Lagabi Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi by Korban Pesach, and his argument on the Machan Ephraim, Lagabi Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi by Micah. He Rabbi Kiveger is saying, don't Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi by mitzvahs, v'chadoyme. Which leads me to an interesting shayla.
Well, how does he answer the question of why we didn't bring the mission
of that mission? Marshal Sublev Shver. He's arguing on the Shara Melech stuff. I only have one teretz today. What? Which one? Yes, the Gemara Menachas Sadi Gimel had a Havamina. Evet Kanani or Evet Ivri over there? Okay, I know, I'm just now what's going to do. But you're right, the Gemara said, not only can your shliach not do smicha, very good. The Gemara said, even your Eved, even your wife, even Ishtek HaGufay. So you're showing, you see Eved, something. Maybe that's, it's not. That's the Vikuach, Rabbi Kiveger and the Shara Melech, whether the Gemara Menachas is a Zeh or the Razeh. Point well taken. I want to leave the oil, not, I'm not leaving, but I want to leave the oil with a few interesting shaylas on Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi over here. This idea, again, Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi is the Gemara. The Achroinim wanted to plug it into Micah, that you can make the bracha while your goy Evan is doing it by Karban Pesach. We talked about it, even though it's less leishutas. I'll leave you with a few interesting shaylas. Does the Olam hold Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi has what to say and upgrade and change and allow by the following? Is leishutas begavayu? Well, that we know. That's a Shara Melech. Machlek a Shara Melech and Panim Yiras against Rabbi Kiveger. Eina b'toyrus. Would you allow an Eved to do something, even though he's Eina b'toyrus? Because you'll say, who cares if he's Eina b'toyrus? I don't want to use regular shlichus. I want to use Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi. That's like above and beyond. Where do I see that's wrong?
The Gemara.
Eina Eved nasa shlich l'kavalu g'teshtek. Very good. Unless I'll say a word that forgetting you can't use Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi, you will have to say a word. That's also, I don't know yet, but maybe there could be a var. Meaning, not any b'kayrus. Meaning, Olam Yad Evet could override any b'kayrus, but maybe forgetting you can't use Yad Evet. Maybe. That's not what I had in mind. Again, I want to collect a shiloh of, it's a multiple shiloh. If we are going to use Yad Evik Yad Raboy and try to apply it in the non-conventional shlichus dikah matzavim, I want to ask five, shrags to make 10 tonight, five questions. Would you apply Yad Evik by Islay Shutfis Begavayu? That's a Shara Melech. Would you apply Yad Evik Yad Raboy by Eine B'Toyus? Would you apply Yad Evik Yad Raboy by a Lav Ben Bris? I mean, we say that a shliach has to be a Ben Bris. The Machan Ephraim says, a guy. He doesn't want to talk about Evan. He says, a guy could build your Micah. He's your pile. It overrides Ben Bris. What about a katan, Evet katan? Ein shliachas l'katan. But maybe an Evet katan, maybe it could be different because you had Evet kiad rabbi. You like the shayla, yeah? You had Evet kiad rabbi. What's the din? This I don't have Yadi on.
It doesn't have a
yad. We're going to... It's a promptive. And we're getting there. That's the next step. This is all organized. But it would be an interesting shiloh. I have another one. Mili loy memserin l'shliach. Do you think that maybe Yad Evet Ki Yad Raboy could be more flex about that? What do you say? You have any words?
Not
Evet.
Not
Evet. Oh, not Evet. Okay, Adir. What?
Who's going to do it?
Evet. Let's say. Or maybe Mili's not a problem as long as one end. So again, we veered off, so let's just recap over here. The Gemara was looking for a makar that you have shlichus by shchita. Like Rabbi Yoinison, we only have a raya when there's a shaykha chechti for the 1 million person chabura. So we have a raya that you can have shchita, but only by islay shutis bigavayu, which really elaborately explained is a different kind of shlichus. Like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, we have a raya because there is one shaykhit shechti for multiple chaburas. For the Gemara, like Rabbi Yoinison, how do you have a makar for shlichus? The Gemara brings another pasuk. V'yikhulam ish sela beis avos, which is about buying the shepsela. Buying it. Now, frek the Gemara, but that's also when it's islay shutfa, says the Gemara, yeah, but why would you need two psukim? Frek the Gemara, you need the other pasuk for ish zaycha v'leikotan zaycha. The Gemara says you have a different pasuk ish. Frek the Gemara, you need that for the din that you could do a solo carbon pesach. The Gemara says, no, fine. How many pshatim we said on islay shutfa's begavayu be'etzem? We said three. For the etzem hagdorah, why I would think islay shutfa's begavayu was different. We said, quoting a Marik, Migu Dezach L'Nafshe Zach L'Nam L'Chavrei, we said maybe Islay Shutfis doesn't need the Mesiras Kayach. He already has the Kayach. He's also one of the guys. He just needs the Yiches HaMaisa. Or we said that the first step base of his Spilus of Shlichus is, wow, he's not the guy. That you don't have here. He is the guy. He's also the guy. I don't know if it's a different word. It's a Hargosha. Good. We're going into now the Sugya of Ish Zoycha, the Ein Katan Zoycha. The Gemara says you send a katan to the shuk. So can you send a 10-year-old to the shuk on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to go buy a shepsela for the carbon pesach? What? The pasuk says, yeah. Could you send an evet katan? Can you send your evet katan to go buy? It was one of our five clairs, right? That was legit. We cleared, can you send an Evet Katan? But can you send a Katan? The Gemara says no. Now, Ish Zaycha V'lay Katan Zaycha. Now, as the Brisker Rav explains, buying a Shepsela, this is not Stam Shlichus of Chulin. Taisa Rosh speaks out. It's not Stam Chulin buying a Shepsela. We're shtelling a Vekip for the carbon Pesach. And we're sending him to go buy, not just for himself, but for the rest of the members. I'm assuming we're going according to the man, the Omar, sell a base of his doiraisa, that ketanim are also part of the chabura. Let's be aware that there's a man, the Omar, that ketanim are not part of the chabura. They be'etzim can't be. Karban Pesach is for gedolim. And we spoke already a few days ago, the fascinating Tosfos in Pesachim that says that yes, even like that man, the Omar, kids are invited, and they're given from the Besara Pesach, and the mitzvah of chinuch overrides the avela of giving them the basar that's usher to eat because they're shaloi l'mluv. Wow!
Shouldn't they be part of it?
The concept of afein oivos is a derabbanon, and also only applies to nashim and not ketanim b'derech klal. Interesting horror. But they were oivos neis, yeah. The Gemara though says there's a pasuk ish zaycha v'loy hakatan zaycha. Frek Tosfos. Like the man the Amar Sela base of the Iraisa, he must be. And past it, it's not even a din of chinuch. There's a Iraisa, the din of every katan should be part of the chabura. Like the man the Amar Sela base of love the Iraisa, he's bechlal not part of any chabura. He's bechlal not. There's no katan chabura, no.
Would it be on the father or on the
cousin? That's totally ready in the shayla of how chinuch works, and that opens up a whole separate thing.
Would it even be a chinuch?
Yeah, you see, Tysus uses a chinuch part, though. Yeah, you see, Tysus uses a chinuch part. There's a very bombakasha in the sugya over here. As we said, the katan here is being sent to the marketplace to buy a shepsula, and it's not stam. This is not stam a shepsula in the middle of January over here. He's going before Pesach, and he wants to make the rest of. He has a list, and he wants to make the oilam menuyim. And like the Brisker Rav explains, menuyim is that you're going to be monoi. You have a schus mominus of the carbon. It's ma'akiv. It's part of the din. You have to be monoi. I would assume, if we go with the Brisker Rav, I'm going to say a chiddush now. The same way I cleared before. This is nice. I just thought of this now. The same way we cleared that yitochen, that according to Rabbi Yonason, who holds ein sheikh ben esa pesach al hayochid, that if a guy would b'cholik and do it, and he would sheikh pesach al hayochid, that it's not like lo yotzo chayv karis lo yotzo. So if someone, I don't know, I think maybe the Chaz Nish argues on the Brisker Rav, but like the Brisker Rav, that menuyah means momentistic, and a guy says, I'm momentistic, yeah? The Brisker Rav said it, yeah? Taka said it. Someone once told the Brisker Rav that he heard a chiddush from an Adam Gadol, that someone that never wore a Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is a karkafta the leman of tefillin. The Brisker Rav says, Rabbeinu Tam haltazai. The Brisker Rav says you have to be money. So you sent this cotton to the shuk. There's one bomb kasha that Toshis asks here and in Pesachim and in Gittin and many of the Rishonim ask. A cotton doesn't have a yad for himself. Midai Reis, a cotton doesn't have a yecholus to buy something and have a yad to make a kinyan and be zoich in something even for himself. How could he possibly be a shliach for the rest of the group? Or for anyone. He doesn't even have a yad to do. Something he can't do himself, he's able to do. You want to call that Aina B'Tyrus? I don't even know if it's B'Tyrus, Aina B'Tyrus. This is even beyond that. But Hadass Tysus is asking him, Toymar, V'loma likra, V'hakaimelon ein yad l'katon. So of course the katon can't be zoich in the carbon for everyone else. He doesn't even have a yad to be zoich in it for himself. And for Tysus, yesh loymar, Tilagabe Pesach Itzrich the Salkadai the Hoyle the Shayich Bachilas Psochim, like the man the Omer Sela they saw his Doiraisa, Vitzarech Lehimonisalov, and I'll add, the Brisker Rav says it's a mominous to get in, the Chziv Sela Bags, Afilu Kotan, we're going like that man the Omer. So Avad he could be in, Eima Afla Acherim Zocha, Kamash Malon. Very important. According to this Tosfos, the din of Ish Zoicha, Veloy Kotan Zoicha, is a local din in Karban Pesach. Whereby carbon pesach, there's a fascinating chiddush that ketanim are different than in kol ha'tera kula, and it's not afein hayu. It's much more than that. Celebrate sabbos deraisa. We're dealing with a deraisa. They're part of the chabura. There's a system here that they have a shayches. There would be a havamina that the katan would be able to be zeicha for others. Kamash malon, a local din here in carbon pesach that ketanim can't. No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. And that's the tosis over here. Toises and Pesachim, and Toises and Gittin say a different teretz. They say that there's a famous Yisoy, Das Acheres Makne, that when a katan goes and he wants to buy something, but he's not being Zoichem in a Hefker. Someone else is being Makne to him, so there's a Das Acheres being Makne to him. A katan, in fact, could be Zoichem when it's Das Acheres Makne. Now that's not a kunz, that's a Gemara. But let me tell you something. There's a huge Machloikis Rishonim. If Das Acheres Makne is a Doiraisa de Gittin, or a derabbanan dekedin. A huge machlokes rishon. Again, is das acheres makna a deiraisa dekedin or a derabbanan dekedin? The achroinim say, Toisis by us holds, like Rashi, that's Rashi Shita also, that das, Rashi in Sukkah and other places, that das acheres makna is only in Rashi, that's Rashi. That das acheres makna is only a derabbanan. So Toisis over here held, heretzu. A katan, when he goes to the shuk, there's no way he can be zeicha in this shepsel, even in January, mid-deraisa, that it should be his. A katan doesn't have a yad, and even das acheres makna, at best, is only a derabbanan. So mid-deraisa, he doesn't have a yecholus to be zeicha. So how in the world could it be a din that he's able to be zeicha for others, and he need a pasuk to say that he can't? And that's why Tosfos goes and says, it's a local din of psachim. But the other machana, Tosfos psachim, Tosfos gittin, the whole other machana of Rishonim, they say no. They say das acheres makna is a deraisa dikadin. And I besoy a katan has a yad. He can go to the shuk in January or in Erev Pesach and buy a shepsula with Das Acheres Magna. The Torah then is machadish, but he can't be zaycha for others. So again, why did Tosfos not like the Das Acheres Magna pshat? Tosfos by us? Because he held that Das Acheres Magna is a derabban. Let me tell you, there's another option.
Who's the Das Acheres?
The guy in the stall selling him the sheep. The guy in the shuk selling it. He's not stealing it, he's not finding it. The guy being machadish. He's being kind with either Khalipin or Mashiach, not with Kesef. Kesef is not kind of Tachna, whatever. He's paying money, then he's being kind of Mashiach. With Hagba, Mashiach.
So, let's say one of the Bnei Chabura owns the sheep and they sent them to go take it.
But that's not the case here. Okay. I don't know. There's nothing to take. That's Jimmy 66. That's the delivery. There's another Hezber why maybe Tosfos didn't want to say Das Acheres Machna. Do you know that there are Rishonim that hold that when you have Das Acheres Machna, in fact, the Kotan, since he's able to be Zeichem in the Reis with Asacharis Makna, he in fact could even transfer it over to other people. So the Baiter can't be channeled this again. Because Asacharis Makna is too good to be true. And that's the two reasons why Tosfos didn't want to say Asacharis Makna. But the Shaila is now one final big, big problem. Is a katan able to be a shliach? Anyone knows? We're going to talk tomorrow about riches, by the way. Is a katan able to make a shliach? To be a mishaleach? To be memane a shliach? Spoiler, no. What's the makar? And we're going to talk also about, there are multiple makars. We're going to talk also about whether a katan is able to be a shliach. Now, is a katan able to be a shliach? Question, is a katan able to be a shliach? Anyone knows? Is a katan able to be a shliach? No. What's the makar? So some Rishonim say,
why do you need a car?
It's not about das. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Excellent, Shaila. Yes. That's a major topic for tomorrow. On both, being and making. But the question is, what's the source that a katan can't be a shliach? There are many sources. But you know, I'm going to end up with one bomb kasha. Ain't it a interesting. You want to say that a katan's ain't a b'toyres. Interesting. I'm thinking about that. Ain't a b'toyres. Oh, what?
Yeah,
one second.
The
Zakia wife
to a cover.
The
Rebbe Zilai,
fine.
Right,
okay. Yeah. You find out with him. You'll find out with him. He said any matters. Steinmetz, you'll. I want to leave with one bomb cash on Rashi. Does the oil know? Rashi Shita is that the source that a cotton can't be a shliach is ishzeicha v'lekan zeicha. Not from the various other sources I'm going to tell you tomorrow. Rashi Shita is the makar that a katan can't be a shliach is ish zaycha v'lekatan zaycha. That a katan can't go and buy the shepsel on Erev Pesach for the rest of the chabura. Why? What's the biggest sign? What's the dramatics? This is where the Torah was machadish that a katan can't be a shliach. I have a problem. Why do you need that? The katan anyways doesn't have a yad. Katan can't even buy the shepsel for himself. How could this be the source that a katan can't be a shliach for others? Sounds like a familiar sounding question. It is, but it's with every corner covered. Watch. I'm going to end with this, but it's fascinating. Rashi says that ish zaycha v'loy katan zaycha is the source that a katan can't be a shliach. That's the source that a katan can't be a shliach. A katan in January also can't buy a shepsulam. Any potential trutzim you have? Das acheres makne. Rashi sheet is that das acheres makne is only in the rabbana. We're dealing here with psukim. You want to tell me twice this teretz over here that this is a local din in Pesach? Rashi doesn't say it's a local din in Pesach. Rashi says that ish zoicha v'loy katan zoicha is the source that a katan can't be a shliach. A katan can't be a shliach. He can't even act it out for himself. Why do I need a pasuk that he can't be a shliach? That's the kashya. That we're going to deal with tomorrow. It ain't no small thing.